Our story today is The Story of Two Boys by Joseph Mazzella. It's been said a simple smile can change a person's life. It's been said that a single kind word can spread throughout the whole world and change history. I was thinking of these sayings recently when I remembered a story I'd heard once about two boys. Both of the boys born in the late 1800s. The first boy was the son of a poor cobbler and had contracted smallpox as a child. This left his face scarred and caused him to face teasing from the other boys. He sought solace by dreaming of a career in the church. His first job was as an altar boy, but he was sharply criticized by the priest when he made a mistake during Mass. The boy later abandoned the seminary as a young adult. The second boy was sickly as a child, too, contracting tuberculosis as a baby. He also felt drawn to a career in the church. He, too, had his first experience in church as an altar boy. And as well, he made several mistakes during Mass. The difference was he was forgiven and encouraged to keep trying by the kind-hearted priest there. The first of the boys grew up to become Joseph Stalin, the dictator of the Soviet Union, who slaughtered untold millions of his own people to maintain his power and control over his country. The second boy grew up to become Bishop Fulton Sheen, who touched millions of lives and brought joy to millions, sharing God's message on life is worth living, which can still be heard on relevant radio. This story reminded me of how much power God gives to us to change lives in this world. Every smile we share is important. Every kind word we speak is essential. Every loving act we can do can encircle this entire world. May we always use this power wisely. May we always give every little boy or girl the same love our Heavenly Father gives us. Proverbs 12:18, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.